On today's show, Toyota put Scion out to pasture, GM posts strong earnings in 2015, and why automakers are using more and more structural adhesives to build cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 4th of 2016. General Motors posted eye-popping financial results for 2015. The company sold just under 10 million vehicles, a fraction more than the year before. And its revenue of $152 billion actually fell. But that was mainly due to currency exchange rates. A strong U.S. dollar hurts its overseas earnings. But that's where the bad news ends. GM's earnings before taxes and interest hit $10.8 billion, a whopping 66% increase. Its net profit jumped 246% to $9.7 billion. You'd think that Wall Street would love these earnings, but no way, Jose. GM stock fell 3% as the financial community continues to turn its nose up at the automotive industry. And now we know where GM is spending some of its profits. The company just showed off its powertrain performance and racing center, a state-of-the-art facility devoted exclusively to designing and developing racing engines for IndyCar, NASCAR, NHRA, and sports car racing. The $200 million facility employs 82 people and is located with GM's development facility for production engines, including hybrid, electric, and fuel cell powertrains. By putting the racing activities under the same roof, GM can rotate engineers from the production side to racing and vice versa. Not only does that help technology transfer and employee development, GM says it's a great recruiting tool for attracting the best engine engineers in the business. And still to come, Toyota kills off Scion and a look at a unique feature to help improve aerodynamics.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Toyota Scion brand was established to attract younger customers, and it started off with a bang with the surprise success of the XB. But after years of struggling, Toyota just announced it will kill off the brand. Toyota says the decision was made in response to customers' needs because they're looking for something more practical. Or in other words, Scion doesn't offer any utility vehicles. But there was nothing holding back the brand from making SUVs and CUVs. Scion just did not work out. In August of this year, all model year 2017 Scion vehicles will be rebadged as Toyota's, except for the TC, which will end production at that time. Toyota had already announced the end of the XB. Yesterday, we looked at a new aerodynamic trend, but there's another technology that could make waves in the industry as well. German supplier Rockling recently introduced what it calls active speed lips. They're electronically controlled shutters that extend down in front of the tires to help improve airflow around the wheel. They only kick in at speeds over 70 kilometers an hour, or a little over 43 miles per hour, to avoid damage, and can be adjusted and retracted individually. Rockling says the speed lips will work best with SUVs because their tires are typically wider, which has a bigger impact on aerodynamics. Coming up next, a look at why the use of structural adhesives is exploding.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Automakers need to cut the weight of their cars to improve fuel efficiency, and using structural adhesives can be a key enabler. These space-age glues provide a continuous bond to attach different panels to each other in place of spot welds. That continuous bond forms a much stronger attachment than spot welds, allowing the use of a thinner gauge of metal. The adhesive also allows steel and aluminum to be directly attached together because the adhesive separates the materials, preventing galvanic corrosion. But the weight savings does not come from just using thinner gauges or lighter materials. When a body is spot welded, designers have to allow access for welding robots to maneuver in and out of the body in white. These robots are huge, meaning designers have to compromise their designs to leave room for the robots. That compromise can add weight, but with structural adhesives, they don't have to compromise their designs. That's why the use of these adhesives is exploding. Get this, the first generation of the Cadillac CTS used only 18 feet of structural adhesives. The 2016 CTS uses 519 feet. The last generation of Hyundai Elantra used only 10 feet, while the 2017 Elantra uses 394 feet. Strangely, Japanese automakers, Toyota and Honda, don't use structural adhesives. But with their competitors achieving big reductions in vehicle mass, you've got to believe they'll change their minds. Hey, don't forget to join us later this afternoon for Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Bob Lutz, and you know he's going to have a thing or two to say about what's going on in the automotive industry right now. If you'd like to submit a question to put to one of the greatest automotive executives this industry has ever seen, shoot us an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. You can catch the action live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time or tune in later at autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.